tonight I would like to offer to you of trying to practice a practice that can give us happiness, that can give us relief from pain and sorrow of this world. As we live life, a lot of hurts, a lot of pain, and seems like many times living in a shallow world with shallow activities and shallow words, and life becomes sometimes meaningless or aimless, I should say, and we are caught up in this confusion, a deep hole that is very uncomfortable and very distressing. And the feelings that we have, the hurting feelings, the losing, the rejections, all these things happening in life, it is very hard to take sometimes. And then when things are really getting into a, you know, serious and a, you know, bad situation, then our balances are out and we have no proper direction to aim for, with the proper plan for life, or proper way of looking at the issues, trying to overcome them. We are caught up in this shallow thinking and cheap experiences, because we in the first instance couldn't see what is coming to us. So Buddhism in a sense is to find out why these things are happening and how can we overcome, isn't it? To investigate, because through investigation, through research, we can find many things as they really are. When we found out about things, then we can somehow understood their nature, and we can also have the answers to overcome these problems and issues. Something like on a simple example, like cooking. We want to have something creamy and sweet and delicious, and we thought ice cream would be nice. But then we go to the pantry, we took out all these turmeric and ginger and curry powders and bay leaves, and then go to the fridge and take out the meat and then start putting all these things and cooking. We get some food, but it's not ice cream of what we want, because we didn't choose the right ingredients. Same thing, we want a nice pot of curry, and we went to the fridge and get the sugar and then get the milk and whatever, whip it and cream it and mix it in the bowl, and then become ice cream. It's not curry, because we choose the wrong ingredients. This is a very simplified example to highlight the facts that in life, that is exactly sometimes what has happened. What we want, happiness, what we choose, is the wrong sort of ingredients, wrong sort of person we choose, wrong sort of speeches we have, wrong sort of actions we have, because we don't know, we don't understand the nature of life, isn't it? So this is to investigate through understanding, through learning how to cook. If we want curry, we know what ingredients to choose. Even the same ingredients, we know whether to use the fresh ginger or the ginger that is minced in the jars that you can buy from the supermarket, or you use the fresh carrots or the carrots in a tin, fresh corn or a corn in a tin, fresh coconut milk or coconut milk in a tin. You somehow become more skillful, and when you have this skill and knowledge, when you cook, the curry you cook is splendid. Everyone likes it, you likes it. You have the enjoyment, you have the pleasure. So same thing, the skills in life, in the first instance, we lack the skills because we have these ignorance factors, isn't it? Ignorance as in a not mindful. What is not mindfulness? What is ignorance, isn't it? This is the, if we contemplate, if we while meditating, what we can see is, what we want is to concentrate on this concentration point. But the mind is going away into thoughts, isn't it? If you look, contemplate this scenario, what is happening is the importance of this mindfulness or this concentration is somehow overwhelmed by this desire to go into those thoughts, to drift into these, you know, dreams and thoughts. So not seeing, not knowing that this mindfulness or this concentration is more important than that, you know, a desire to dream and to go into thoughts. So we can't let go of it, and we just keep thinking and drifting into the thoughts. So we missed the point. We didn't see how important this mindfulness is for our happiness in life. Yet we let go of it, this mindfulness, and then we go into those thoughts. Life is like that. What is important for us, we can't see because of this nature of the mind that behaves like that. But that's why Buddha wants us to see this in meditation. What is this mind doing? Isn't it? You want the mind to concentrate here, the mind is drifting into those thoughts. The mind doesn't want to see this importance of this concentration, this awareness, this mindfulness, because it's going to give you happiness. But the mind otherwise cling to these shallow things, cheap things, and go into the thoughts. What will happen if we don't think while we're meditating? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen. The wind will be still blowing out there. The car you park will be still there. The bed you have left at home will be still there when you go back. Nothing changed, nothing happens. But the mind is attracted to these cheap and shallow things. That's how we live life like that, habitually. That's why we make mistakes. What is not mindfulness? Not mindfulness means, you know, not remembering, forgetfulness. When things come, we forgot. When we see these glittering, shiny things, tall, dark, and handsome, you know, pretty and beautiful, we only see these form and shapes. We don't see the essence. We don't see the reality of these things, isn't it? Somebody can be tall, dark, and handsome. Somebody can be very pretty and beautiful. Because we like it. We like tall, dark, and handsome. We like pretty and beautiful, isn't it? These forms, that's what we like. So it doesn't matter whether they are good or bad, whether they're cruel or kind. We just go head over heel with it, isn't it? And later on we found out they are not good, they are cruel, they are not loyal, you know. They are cheating, they are doing this, they are doing that. And then we left with unhappiness, despair, isn't it? So this is not seeing in the first instance, because that's the nature of the habitual mind, not wanting to see or, you know, going for the shallow and the cheap things. That's where we are trying to train the mind to be able to see what is important in life. All good things are hard to do, all the bad things are very easy to do, all the good things hard to do but bring good results, all the bad things easy to do bring bad results, isn't it? So when you think about that, then you start giving a serious thought about living a meaningful life, isn't it? Not because you know, we want to be somehow, you know, giving up living life, but we want to live life in a meaningful way, and successfully reasonable happiness, isn't it? All these happiness in the past that we have, you know, chased are rainbows, isn't it? You know, once you got there, it's not really there. Illusion, you know. The happiness we go going to the places, drinking, you know, drink after drinks. Somebody I knew, a young couple, you know, many years ago. Just one night, they were drinking and cost them about $800. Not only that, binge drinking, you know, what it can get to them, but, you know, cost-wise also. They went to a posh hotel anyway. So, isn't it? These are the things. So, the things that we follow, thinking that is happiness. We go to those nightclubs, jump up and down, you know, some of them take drugs, isn't it? Thinking that is happiness. You know, not seeing, not knowing, that's what happens. So, in a sense, we are caught up in a shallow way of thinking, shallow way of living. That's why in the end, we suffer. We're left with pain, sorrow, and physical damage as well. But if only we can see from this concentration, from this mindfulness that we meditated, taking it into the world, this mindfulness, or this ability to remember what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is not good, what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, then this is like a steering wheel in your life. Which direction you go, you can turn it precisely, especially if you become very skillful at driving. Whichever directions you go, you can turn, you can go, you can get there safely. So this is training the mind to be able to see. So what sort of things we need to see then, isn't it? We've got to think about it, you know. Think about life, what other things we need to do to first do it. With, in conjunction with meditation, patience. Patience is very important. Without patience, you know, you just put an apple tree today and you can't expect apple tomorrow. It cannot be. Life is not like that, isn't it? You know, so patience is very important. You were hurt, you're in the storm, you come from the desert of life, your heart is, you know, barren, dry. You want happiness, you want peace, isn't it? You come like that, you cannot get it straight away to a deeper level. You can get some extent, a peacefulness, like somebody coming from the desert, get to the oasis, instant coolness. But then all the wear and tear that has been in the desert, you know, takes time to recover. Same thing when you come to practice Buddhism. You need to have patience, and also patience about what is happening in life. All the wrongs that we have been doing up until now, just because we stop doesn't mean they stop. It's like all the little things that we laid along the way, good or bad, hatching and following us. All the things we have done, the consequences, the result of what we have done are following us. Even though we stop, you know, they are still coming. Like a big heavy train with the hundreds of heavy load at the back. Suddenly it stopped, doesn't mean straight away it stops. Because the weight is pushing, it keep going for a long time until it stops. Same thing, what we have done in the past, we call it karma vipaka. The results that follows will still be there. Do we have to worry? No. That's what patience is very important. We understood, now we see what we have done will follow us. That's okay, let them follow. Now we start preparing ourselves, we start calming our mind down, training our mind to be strengthened. Then we can see they will come. And now the mind is peaceful, the mind is looking at the truth, and the mind is prepared for a meaningful life. So whatever they come, you know, we can deal with it. Like the debt we owed, you know, recklessly we've been spending on the credit card, isn't it? Because the temptations are say, well, like I like that mobile phone, I like that shoe, I like that suit, I like that jacket, I like that blouse. Whatever, we go, and then suddenly, oh, a lot of money there. Once we realize that's a part, isn't it? That, but the consequence doesn't stop there. The bank keep asking money and then putting on a lot of interest rate and growing and growing. So once we know that, we stop and we try to pay it back as quickly as possible. Once the debt is over, as a peace of mind, we can start saving there now. Same thing, all the things that we have done in the past following us, you know, they will. And we pay that debt back. Whatever fences to be mend, we mend it. Whatever bridges to be, you know, repaired, we repaired it, you know. So we pay it back. We try with wisdom, try to mitigate those things, try to be, you know, on a peaceful side, on a side that mind is clear and remembering and mindful, then we, everything that comes, we skillfully manage them, we solve them. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it can be done. So the first things to practice is patience with meditation, remembering, remembrance, ability to remember, ability to be mindful. Only then, with this mindfulness, we start seeing things. Only when we start seeing things, we can walk our life with confidence. Like walking in the dark, in a stormy night like this. Dark, the light, all the lights went off suddenly, isn't it? And then heavy rain and heavy wind and thunderstorms and this and that. You're walking to your car, suddenly there's a thunder flash, and something there in the front, wriggly, you stop. What is that? Is that a snake? Is that dangerous? You dare not walk. It's dark. No light there, isn't it? When we can't see, that's the dilemma. We don't know where to go, whether it's safe or it's not safe. If only we have some light, a torch, we put on it and see, oh, that's only a branch, a tree branch. We don't have to worry, then we just go. If it's a dangerous snake, then we avoid it, go the other way, away from the snake. So seeing, knowing, that is important, and that comes with this. Mindfulness, remembering things with meditation, and to be patient, keep working. So I offer this to you tonight. Hope you can somehow use it in your daily life. Thank you. Thank you.